was normal now, no trace of wine or wheedle. The figure turned and brought her stick down hard on something in the corridor. "Naughty boy, Dribbling Sidney, you could have told I it were Corporal Carrot."
"Urgh!"
the figure strode into the room. "And who's your lady friend, Mr. Carrot?" "This is Lance Constable Angua. Angua, this is Queen Molly of the Beggars." For once, Angua noted, someone wasn't surprised to find a female in the watch. Queen Molly nodded at her as one working woman to another. The Beggars' Guild was an equal opportunity non-employer. "Good day to you. You can't spare I $10,000 for a small mention, could you?"
"No.
Just asking." Queen Molly prodded at the gown.
"What was it, Corporal?"
"I think it's a new kind of weapon."
"We heard the glass smash, and there she was," said Molly. "Why would anyone want to kill her?"
Carrot looked at the velvet cloak.
"Whose room is this?" he said. "Mine. It's my dressing room."
"Then whoever did it wasn't after her. He was after you, Molly. Some in rags and some in tags and one in a velvet gown. It's in your charter, isn't it? Official dress of the chief beggar. She probably couldn't resist seeing what it looked like on her. Right gown, right room, wrong person." Molly put her hand to her mouth, risking instant poisoning.
"Assassination?"
Carrot shook his head. "That doesn't sound right. They like to do it up close. It's a caring profession," he added bitterly.
"What should I do?"
"Burying the poor thing would be a good start." Carrot turned the metal slug over in his fingers, then he sniffed it.
"Fireworks," he said.
"Yes," said Angua.
"And what are you going to do?" said Queen Molly.
"You're a watchman, aren't you? What's happening? What are you going to do about it?"
Cuddy and Detritus were proceeding along Phaedra Road. It was lined with tanneries and brick kilns and timber yards, and was not generally considered a beauty spot, which was why Cuddy suspected they'd been given it to patrol, to get to know the city. It got them out of the way. Sergeant Colon thought they made the place look untidy. There was no sound but the clink of his boots and the thump of Detritus's knuckles on the ground. Finally, Cuddy said,
"I just want you to know that I don't like being teamed up with you any more than you'd like being teamed up with me."
"Right.
But if we're going to have to make the best of it, there'd better be some changes, okay?"
"Like what?"
"Like it's ridiculous you not being able to count. I know trolls can count. Why can't you?"
"Can count.
How many fingers am I holding up, then?"
Detritus squinted.
"Two."
"Okay, now how many fingers am I holding up?"
"Two and one more."
"So two and one more is?"
Detritus looked panicky. This was calculus territory.
"Two and one more is three."
"Two and one more is three. Now how many?"
"Two and two."
"That's four."
"Forward."
"Now how many?"
Cuddy tried eight fingers.
Two, four."
Cuddy looked surprised. He'd expected many, or possibly lots.
"What's a two for?"
"A two and a two and a two and a two."
Cuddy put his head on one side.
"Hmm," he said. "Okay, a 2-4 is what we call an 8.
"8.
You know," said Cuddy, subjecting the troll to a long, critical stare, "you might not be as stupid as you look. This is not hard. Let's think about this. I mean, I'll think about this, and you can join in when you know the words."
End of CD 4.